KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man who's accused of staging his own kidnapping on KZN's North Coast is expected to appear in court today. The 31-year-old was found at a lodge on Wednesday this week. Officials say he made contact with his family the day before and told them he had been abducted. He claimed that his alleged abductors wanted 3 million rand for his safe return. His vehicle was also found abandoned in the area later that day. The family then alerted the police and an investigation was launched. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says the investigation led them to the lodge where it was established that he had not been kidnapped.
He was charged for extortion, defeating the ends of justice, as well as fraud. He is expected to appear in the Wadowoza Magistrates Court.
And Umsunduzis warned government departments they have 5 days to settle their municipal bills or face possible disconnections. The city says it's owed more than 200 million rand for utilities. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The municipality carried out a debt recovery operation yesterday targeting government departments with outstanding accounts. Final notices were issued to Grey Hospital, Public Works, SASSA, the Department of Correctional Services and several public schools. It says the Public Works Department has promised to settle this financial year's property rates by the end of next month. Last year, a number of schools had their water cut over unpaid accounts. Meanwhile, Umsunduzi officials says businesses and residential customers will be targeted in the next stage of the debt recovery plan. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And the Border Management Authority says they're expecting an increase in travellers through South Africa's borders ahead of the Easter long weekend. In a briefing yesterday, Commissioner Michael Masiapato said they noticed a spike in movement last year.
In the period of 10 days last year,
the BMA registered a total of over 1,136,250 movements, which was a significant increase of 24.3% when compared to the 913,859,000 movement recorded during the 2023 festive period.
He says security will be intensified.
In this period, there will be focused deployments, there will be intensified security measures, there will be increased processing capacity, as well as streamlined border checks. All this will be done in order to ensure the smooth as well as the secure passage for all travelers while maintaining vigilance against illegal activities.
Your top story this hour, a man who's accused of staging his own kidnapping on KZN's North Coast is expected to make his first appearance in court today. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.